Hello everyone, my name is Robert Kasdan. I am an ISG MEC delegate for InterDigital. I am also the lead for the MEC Sandbox Specialist Task Force. Today, I am pleased to present this episode of the MEC Tech Series, where I will highlight how the MEC Sandbox can be an insightful tool for developers to learn and experience live MEC service APIs. In this episode, we will learn the background and rationale on why the MEC Sandbox was created. After that, we'll look into where to find the MEC Sandbox and how to access it. Finally, we will look at the details of how to use the sandbox, including how to interact with the various MEC service APIs available within it. These include the location service, radio network information service, wireless LAN access information service, the application and service enablement APIs, and finally, the application mobility service. First, let's look at the rationale for the MEC Sandbox. Why was the MEC Sandbox created? So developer feedback had indicated the open API representations are a great resource to understand MEC API syntax. They're also an excellent resource to jumpstart development with the ability to create client or server stubs. However, developers also want to learn about the behavior of MEC services. And this could only be achieved by interacting with them via live service implementation. And depending on where a developer is in the world, this can be challenging. And hence, the concept of the MEC Sandbox was born. And the idea is to provide a easy to use interactive environment that enables developers, users, to learn and experiment with live ETSIMEC service APIs from anywhere in the world. This was really a pioneering effort within the ETSI group, and it's been organized under the DECODE working group. In addition to just general availability, the MEC Sandbox also supports hackathons were appropriate. For example, the sandbox was used as the underlying platform for the recently conducted Edge Computing World Hackathon in 2021. The ETSIMEC Sandbox is found via a web portal at try-mec.etsi.org. The sandbox offers two sign-in authentication options. One is via GitHub, and the other is with GitLab. The GitLab option is tied to an ETSI online account, if you have one. If you don't have one, you can click on the GitLab option, and you will be presented with some instructions on how to acquire a GitLab account. Before we discuss the MEC services offered in the sandbox, let's do a tour of the sandbox user interface. It's made up of four components. First, in the upper left-hand corner is a map of Monaco, where the MEC sandbox emulated edge network is set. This is a zoomable map, which allows a user to see greater or lesser detail. It includes an overlay of the edge network in Monaco, as well as the position and mobility of terminal devices in that network. Clicking on any of the icons shows more details of that particular node. Off to the right-hand side are configuration controls. A pull-down enables users to select between networks of varying complexity. For example, there's an option for a simpler network made up of 4G macro cells, and then additional options of greater complexity, including 4G, 5G, and Wi-Fi. There is also the ability to control the number and type of terminals operating in the network and pausing their mobility. In the bottom right-hand corner of the user interface is the MEC service access area. Here is where a user can access MEC services. There is a pull-down where users can select between the various services offered in the sandbox. Once selected, the user is presented with information on how to access that service. The sandbox includes two options. First is a Swagger UI, where a user can interact with the service directly from their browser.
This is the same Swagger UI as you would see on Forge with the OpenAPI representations. Next, there's an option to call the service directly from the user's Mech app or Edge emulation environment. Here, a URL is presented to the user that can be copied and used directly from your software. At the bottom left hand, you will find an API console. This shows all the various messaging that's taking place between services in the sandbox. It includes calls into service endpoints from your Mech application, and it also shows notifications being issued from those services. Clicking on any one of the requests brings up a pop-up which shows details of what's inside that message. Finally, at the top of the UI is a help reference. By clicking help, you will find some useful resources. These include a recording of a Getting Started webinar, a link to the wiki where the Mech Sandbox user guide can be found, and finally, a link to join the Mech Sandbox Slack discussion board. Now that we have some familiarity with the Mech Sandbox, let's talk about the Mech services available within the sandbox. When the Mech Sandbox was originally launched in January of 2021, it included the location service, specified in Mech 13, the radio network information service, specified in Mech 12, and the wireless LAN access information service, specified in Mech 28. Recently, in September of 2021, some new services have been added. They include the application and service enablement APIs offered by the Mech platform that's specified in Mech 11, as well as the application mobility service, which facilitates the transition of edge application context between instances in the Mech system specified in Mech 21. In 2022, additional services are planned for inclusion. They include the bandwidth management and traffic steering service, specified in Mech 15, the UE application API, specified in Mech 16, as well as the V2X API that is specified in Mech 30.
To conclude this episode, let's recap what we've learned. First, we touched on the rationale behind the Mech sandbox and the need it satisfies. We also learned where to find the sandbox and how to access it. Finally, we learned how to navigate the sandbox user interface and interact with its available Mech services. If you're interested in learning more, please visit the sandbox and play with its services at trymech.etsy.org. If you're interested in learning about internal technical details, including the underlying edge emulation environment, you can find that on Forge in the Mech Sandbox Scenario repo. And please follow and learn more in coming episodes of the Mech Tech Series. Thank you very much for your time and attention. I hope this episode was useful to help you learn about the Mech Sandbox. And please enjoy other episodes within the Mech Tech Series.